Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
We'll get into how the other teams treated the Texans on their schedule releases in just a second. I'm watching the highlights, Seth, of the Nuggets beating the Thunder last night, 119-107. So now the Nuggets, the four seed, are taking the Thunder, the runaway one seed in the Western Conference. They won 68 games this year. They're going to a Game 7 in OKC. I tell you what, between the Cavaliers losing in 5 to the Pacers, a four seed in the second round, if the Nuggets beat the Thunder in the second round as a four seed, I mean, the Cavaliers won 64 games. The Thunder won 68 games in the regular season. In a sport where the regular season is already kind of on life support in terms of how it gets treated, in terms of importance, in terms of relevance, by its own players and coaches, it gets treated this way with load management and everything else. The worst thing that could happen to the NBA would be the two runaway number one seeds. Like, these two teams ran away and hid in the regular season from everybody else. For them to get knocked out, and the Cavaliers got knocked out in embarrassing fashion, this would at least go 7 games, and the Thunder may still win. But wow, like, to have the conference finals potentially be 2-4 seeds, a 6 seed in Minnesota, and then, look, the Knicks still have the upper hand on Boston. That would be you'd have a 3-4 and a 4-6 in the conference finals. Just, you know what, just play. Have like a 30-game regular season just to set the seeding, and then just let's get to the playoffs. 82 games? Oh, irrelevant. Oh, my God. This would be amazing.
Now, it makes you feel a lot better. At least this playoffs should make you feel a lot better about, all right, let's remind ourselves, the gap between a first-round playoff loss and playing in the NBA championships, when there's no super team in the league, it's not as big a gap as it is in other years.
100%. You know,
and if there's more parity, maybe this is just a little blip in the radar or whatever recently, but if there is indeed more parity in the NBA right now, the Rockets could be a lot closer than it might feel.
Yeah, dude, I'm getting mad watching these playoffs because I'm like, they can play with these teams. I think the thought had always been, oh, they win a first-round series, that'd be great, but boy, you know who's going to be waiting? The Lakers and the Timberwolves and this team and that team. No, man, they've beaten all these teams in the regular season already. You know, like, they can play with these teams. There's no question about it.
Yeah.
So, anyways, but I'm thinking, like, man, 2-4 seeds, a 3 seed, and a 6 seed. What Adam Silver drew, the opposite of what Adam Silver probably drew up on the chalkboard, I would imagine. Although Cleveland and OKC.
I would imagine Adam Silver is just hoping it's either the Knicks or the Celtics.
Whoever watches.
Figure out a way for those guys to make the finals.
The winner of that
series.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If it's Timberwolves versus the
Pacers.
The Pacers or something, it's going to be
nightmare. Yeah. Nightmare ratings wise. And it's too bad because Anthony Edwards and Tyrese Halliburton is a fun battle. Like, those are two.
Right.
I
mean, No, the hardcore basketball people like it. But as far as luring the casual fan in or the huge fan bases, it's just not going to have the same luster.
We'll see. Maybe the NBA finals eventually are the thing that tests the trend that's been going on all year, which is every sporting event is setting new records for most watched this in the last years and most watched that. You know, I love following that. So, all right. The schedule release videos all came out over the course of the week. Some were great. Some weren't so great. Couple of the ones in the AFC South, the Colts and the Titans were both really, really good. If those counted in the standings, I'd be nervous because they were really good videos, but they don't. The Texans are a better football team. So how did the Texans get treated in some of these schedule release videos? We'll go in chronological order. We're not going to hit all of them, but just the ones that were kind of funny. Week two, they play Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay used John Gruden unpacking boxes of things, which is his new gimmick on Barstool. He gets sent boxes of gear from schools and teams and things like that. And then he opens up the box and pulls out all the gear that he sent to him, and he's really excited about it. So he was pulling gear out of boxes for all of the Buccaneers opponents. Here's what he had to say about the Texans in week two.
Houston, Texas. The Houston Texans. You know what I think of? I think of the Houston Astrodome. They used to say, "Love Ya Blue," Earl Campbell, Kenny Burrow, Bum Phillips. They played on this old, rugged AstroTurf right here in the Astrodome. Well, they got a brand new stadium. But I don't care what surface they play on. AstroTurf, grass, I don't care what the surface is. We are coming, Houston, and we'll be there. We're going to be fast, and the surface won't matter.
I didn't watch the whole Tampa Bay video, but, man, I am impressed if Gruden can keep that kind of energy for 17 games worth of stuff.
Oh, yeah, I totally 100% believe that he can and did. Now, he probably didn't do it all in one take, you know?
Yeah.
He sit down and think about life for a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
The four things bothered me about that. For one,
my power and ranking. Get ready. Power ranking of things that bothered me about that. Go.
Yes, there was for one, the brand new stadium. Okay, I mean, it is new relative to the Astrodome, but it certainly isn't brand
new. Compared to the Roman Coliseum, it's a brand new stadium. Yes, yeah.
Two, if I were speaking on behalf of a team that has Mike Evans and Chris Godwin as two of your most important players, I wouldn't be joking around about artificial turf, okay? All right, okay,
that's
man.
That's a good one.
Those guys have had some gruesome injuries in the last couple of years.
They have.
You couldn't hear it on the audio, but he did a little bit of an eyebrow raise when he said, "Love Ya Blue," which I didn't like his tone and his mannerisms when he said, he's like, "Love Ya Blue." What it looked like.
Was it the thing that you and I despise most? Disrespect?
Disrespect. But the ultimate in disrespect, now, I don't know. Ben, can you just play up until after he says Bum Phillips?
Okay.
Houston, Texas. The Houston Texans. You know what I think of? I think of the Houston Astrodome. They used to say, "Love Ya Blue," Earl Campbell, Kenny Burrow, Bum Phillips.
Blum. He said Blum Phillips. He said Blum Phillips. I've listened to this 10 times. He said Blum Phillips.
Blum Phillips.
Now, people might be saying, Seth, you of all people shouldn't be criticizing people for their name selections and what have you. When it's somebody like Bum Phillips, I would not screw that up. Gruden knows better than that.
I don't know, man. I feel like there's a
intentional shade.
I feel like there's at least a 5% chance that if we were talking about the Astros and then shifted directly over to the Oilers, we were talking about Jeff Blum. I feel like you might.
Oh
go
yeah,
that
is, you're right. There is a good
like
chance
a 5% chance. Like,
sorry, I'm sorry if I hold John Gruden to a higher standard than I hold
than
myself.
Yourself.
Yes.
Yeah. No. That's perfectly.
I would have let it slide if he hadn't said "Love Ya Blue."
Right.
That was
the brand new stadium thing is what got me. I'm like, you mean the brand new stadium that everybody's about to go to war over to replace that brand new stadium? Yeah.
He does some stuff when he does the breakdown. He'll break down a few games every week.
Yeah.
On his social media accounts, and usually the teams love him because he does what Gruden does. He gushes about how awesome all these players are. And when you watch him, he did it a couple times for the Texans last year, and I kind of just, you know, you skate by the ones where he's egregiously wrong on a couple of the players. And like,
but
listen, did you hear what he said about Aziz Alshire? Yeah.
Still hasn't returned my text, John Gruden. At what point do I hit him again with a text, Seth? Maybe before the season starts?
See if you do, I insist that you put an H in his name. You spell it John.
Spell it wrong.
Hey, John, how are you?
Just pronounce it wrong. Stick a random L in there like he did to Bum Phillips. Jerk.
Jalen Gruden.
All right, so that was Tampa Bay. Oh, we don't need another Jalen. Tampa Bay. Week three, Jacksonville. Did you see Jacksonville's video where they basically had Sabrina Carpenter, singer, comes out and does all these different I'll just call them positions on stage, and they picked a different position for each team.
Was weird because a few of them, I was confused as an old person because in a few of them, she was actually wearing the team colors of the, which I'm like
coincidence
that,
maybe. Yeah.
That, yeah. So I thought maybe this is something she did when she went to visit cities or something, but the Texans one, she was neither wearing Texans colors nor getting in a very flattering pose.
This is where I'm going to lean on the text page, and this may be a wrong answers only situation. She was laying on her back, doing a sort of like pedaling. Her legs
were pedaling.
She was doing the
bicycle in a cardio class.
Or
calisthenics, you know.
But laying on her back, so her legs are up in the air. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Like when you're doing bicycle and like calisthenics, that's what you do. You lay on your back, you do the bicycle.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you know, yeah. So look who you're talking. I've been in.
I thought you would have done 3 minutes of that this
elliptical,
morning.
Man. No, okay. Elliptical. That's it. So she was doing that. So why the calisthenics on your back bicycle thing? Why is that the Texans?
I think that it also looks like a dying cockroach. I think that's
the legs flailing and things like that. Yeah. Okay.
To me, it looked like Trevor Lawrence sliding too late and then whining about it afterwards.
Yeah.
Oh, my brain is bruised. Yeah.
Maybe he's the dead cockroach in this thing because he looks like a dead cockroach after
he's
splattered.
La cucaracha.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. All right, so then a few weeks later, Seattle comes along in week 7. It looks like they were doing wisecrack jokes about each of the teams. Here was what I'm assuming is a member of the Seahawks being asked or being reading a joke about Toro and the Houston Texans. This is Seattle.
What's Toro's favorite defensive strategy? Running away from the competition, just like the team's playing. Jeez, you guys wrote these or AI wrote these?
Okay, yeah, so for those who couldn't hear it, they talked about what is Toro's favorite defensive strategy? Running away from whatever he said, like the Texans run away from the playoffs.
Yeah.
And then he was like,
it was a cheesy dad joke on
cheesy
social media. So many of these NFL videos, it really feels like a whole lot of dad jokes. Some of the teams do it really, really well. And then some of them just, it feels like your dad or my dad or me, I guess, wrote the joke. And I'm trying to be cool and edgy on social media.
But it's funny because it seems like there's no middle ground. Like it's either dad jokes or it's the one like the Texans did, where it's just there's 20 people on a Zoom call and 15 of them are people that folks in our age bracket aren't really familiar with because they're YouTube influencers and whatnot.
I always assume if it's a bunch of people I don't know, then it's probably a better video because it's at least like Sabrina Carpenter. The one the Rams did. I don't know. She's some I don't know who that is. They did like a news broadcast.
Yeah, newscast,
she's somebody who's super famous.
Yep.
Who was it?
I don't know.
She's like she was on a Disney show back in the day.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
So I'm guessing that was better than ours.
Probably. We'll just go with that assumption. The 49ers had a simulated Golden Trail computer game and gave the Niners 4 choices. This is one of those games where you get to a certain juncture in the journey and you have to pick, you know, you choose your own adventure kind of thing.
Yeah.
The 49ers encountered a group of, quote, a group of Texans. The choices were get lost in the loops.
That's a good local reference.
You're welcome for D'Amico.
I like that one.
Send them to orbit with Katie.
Katy Perry.
I guess, yeah. And imagine if we were called the San Francisco Californians.
That was some solid shade throwing.
Yeah.
Welcome for D'Amico. I guess we could say you're welcome for Shanahan.
Yeah.
But I also, I don't know how enthused they are in San Francisco.
We could say you're welcome for D'Amico also. Like, he got his start as a player with the Texans.
Yeah.
No, you're welcome for D'Amico, you jerks. Yeah. They chose 3. They sent us into orbit with Katie.
I didn't know. Now, they'd already made a local reference with the loops.
Yeah.
So get lost in the loops. But then also with Katie. I don't know if that was also a nod towards Katie, Texas.
They spelled it like Katie, Texas. But Katy Perry spells it like Katie, Texas as well. So who knows? Yeah.
Yeah.
Who knows? We'll never know. Denver did a mutton busting. This one I may go watch. I'm a big fan of the mutton busting at rodeo. Are you a mutton busting guy at the rodeo?
Yeah, it's like fun to watch the little kids
it's
go after
It's fun to
it.
Watch. Yeah. Yeah. So Denver, you know, Colorado, big rodeo state. Here was the announcer announcing the mutton busting.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's the Uniquely Broncos main event is about to begin. We've got 14 challengers stepping into the arena to test their skills. Who is going to hang on to become this year's mutton-busting champion? We are fixing to find out.
All right, so there you go. And then I'm assuming, I only saw the Texans one, I'm assuming they had 14 different kids getting their faces splattered by sheep.
No, they didn't even have, they didn't show, they just did one quick reveal of the schedule at the end.
Oh,
the
they
one
did?
I watched, at least, they didn't even do it individually or
anything.
Oh,
okay, I just assumed, because I watched
the
compilation.
No, I watched the whole video.
You watched their whole video, I did not. I just
watched, they just...
Would have been funnier if they did it that way.
They should have had like a big dumpy fat kid or something try to jump on the sheep and just fall on his face.
Yeah.
That would have been quality shade.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, PETA might have had an issue with that, but whatever.
Well, I give him credit also for inviting heat from PETA.
Yeah.
You know, PETA said something about that.
Yeah.
You know, these little kids jumping on sheep and whatnot.
Yep. Someone's saying Oregon Trail, Sean. Come on now. You never played. No, I didn't play. And they said Golden Trail on the computer game for San Francisco.
Oh, I didn't catch that. Sorry. Yeah, that was based on Oregon Trail.
I didn't catch that you had said Golden Trail.
They changed it to Golden Trail.
For the Niners. Yeah, yeah. So I'm just reading what was on the video, man. Brenda Song is the name of the woman who was in the Rams video.
Yeah.
She apparently was in The Sweet Life of Zach and Cody and is the wife of Macaulay Culkin.
All right, cool.
Yeah. You were wondering. It's texters.
I had pledged to refuse to learn who she was because multiple people on my YouTube channel pointed out that Seth, duh, that's Brenda's song.
Oh,
I don't care.
Okay.
There's many people I don't know who came to prominence and fame past my age of knowing who the Disney characters were, okay?
Did you watch the Colts video that they took down? The Colts took down their video, their schedule reveal video. It was based on Minecraft. And they took it down off their social media. There's thousands of downloads of it that you can go find if you want to. They pushed the envelope for the Texans. Obviously, they played the Texans twice, so they had two different Texans entries on there. The first one was Alex Earl, the girlfriend of Braxton Berrios, big social media influencer, who was also in the Texans video. They had a Minecraft version of her doing some pretty sexy poses.
I didn't know what the hell was going on with that, though. I was looking at him. I get the Alex Earl reference, but that's who you're choosing to go after? Hey, this special teamer who might not even make the team. Take this, Texans.
Yeah.
We're going to put Alex Earl in here. All right. It'd be one thing if it was Nico Collins' girlfriend or something.
You know this. Like, if you put Alex Earl in there, there's a chance that it gets over to Alex Earl at some point and you get some traction. You get more traction
smart
going
from a
after
business strategy.
6 million follower Instagram person, you know?
Yeah.
So you punch up. And then the week 18 one, they just had a gigantic Colts player going through and taking a hammer to three different cows and turning them into steaks.
Yeah.
He's smashing them and turning them into steaks.
I felt it was like a nod towards our cuisine. We do beef well and we do steak well and everything
else. Thanks for the compliment. Yeah, thanks for the compliment.
Sorry you guys can't even keep a man. Maybe if you had better steak, the Peyton Manning would come around every now and then. But he doesn't because he hates
the
you.
The funniest thing about their video, the Colts taking it down, was they issued an apology yesterday because they violated some Microsoft branding or licensing rules or
laws.
They
didn't have the licensing to do whatever they did.
So they violated, so they did that, and they took it down because the Tyreek Hill joke that they made about Tyreek Hill getting pulled over by the Coast Guard, a dolphin with a Tyreek Hill jersey getting pulled over by the Coast Guard, they thought maybe that was a little too over the top, hit a little too close to home. By the way, Tyreek Hill liked it and thought it was funny. They issued an apology to Microsoft and Tyreek Hill. Like, literally...
Listing Microsoft first.
They were just the fact that there was a sentence in a tweet that said, so we would like to once again apologize to Microsoft and Tyreek Hill. I'm like, didn't think that was going to happen when I woke up this morning.
What's more likely? Do you think that actually the Microsoft issue was why they took it down, but they decided since we have to take it down anyway, we'll act like we're being solid citizens and also say that it was because of Tyreek Hill? Or did they genuinely want to take it down for Tyreek Hill, but it softened the edginess a little bit by also saying there was a Microsoft
issue?
That's
a good question, because there were other things in there. Like, I would expect there would be maybe just as much, if not more, blowback from the Chiefs entry in there, where they had Patrick Mahomes Sr. and John Rocker fighting each other, and then in swoops a frog with a Mahomes jersey on.
Yeah.
Like that to me felt like it was a little more personal than Tyreek Hill like getting pulled over by the Coast Guard, you know? Like
this is the thing. At least three different teams did Minecraft-themed videos.
Chargers did one, Dolphins, there was at least one more.
The other two haven't taken theirs down. So I'm skeptical of the claim that it was also a Microsoft issue.
Yeah.
I think they caved.
Yeah. Oh, come on. Well, you know, they caved like they're going to cave twice to the Texans.
Irsay doesn't want to do anything to harm his connections in South Florida for the things he needs from South Florida.
That's right. A couple more. This one was just funny. There's nothing thrown at the Texans here, but the Bills, someone suggested to the Bills that they use AI to do their schedule release. So whoever was spearheading this for the Bills, like, oh, cool, yeah, we can do that with AI. So they called up Allen Iverson.
Here's the schedule. That was the 2025 Buffalo Bills schedule presented by the answer, Allen Iverson.
Okay. They got an F on this for me.
They
got an F. Again, dad joke.
Dad joke.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, hey, instead of AI. But then dad joke, the difference between a dad joke and then something that some 20-year-old could actually make something funny out of is you got to expand on it.
Yeah.
That entire video is like, you know what else has the initials AI? Allen Iverson.
Yeah.
So let's get a guy who has no connection to the city whatsoever to do a boring reveal also. And this is my criticism of the Texans.
Yeah.
I didn't like these teams that did a minute and a half long skit and then just flash the schedule up for 2 seconds.
You get extra points for going opponent by opponent and going shade, each opponent, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. So Allen Iverson, I thought it was funny. I'm a big fan.
Did you know him? Did you get it immediately? Maybe I wasn't paying attention at the beginning of the AI part of it. Does he say, like, hey, they asked AI to do it, so we got AI?
I don't want to go too deep on the explanation. I didn't know that they were going to go. I thought they were going to do, like, an AI.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Thing, and then all of a sudden Allen Iverson pops up on the video like, oh, that's funny, like that AI. Cash Cab, big fan of the show Cash Cab. I'm a big fan of game shows. Kansas City Chiefs used Cash Cab, which if you don't know what that show is, the host sits in a cab, literally drives around New York City and picks people up, and they get in the cab, and he asks them trivia questions, and they can win money on their cab ride from one place to another in New York. It's a pretty unique format. Here was the Chiefs' schedule reveal. This is the part about the Texans.
All right, guys, I'm going to ask you questions about the Chiefs' 2025 schedule. And that triggers a cheerleader challenge!
Yay! Oh! Here we go.
Beyonce shares a hometown with this NFL team.
Oh, yeah. Houston, Texas.
Houston, Texans.
Yeehaw.
Yes!
You ever seen Cash Cab?
Yeah, of course I've seen Cash Cab.
Okay, I didn't know.
Because I'm 50 years old.
Yeah.
Again, people that... It's Ben Bailey. Ben Bailey's the host of Cash
Cab. Is he? Okay.
I got excited. That's my barometer on this. If I get excited about seeing somebody that I know in there, you're not edgy enough. You're not edgy enough. And also, I didn't like the fact... Look, Cash Cab's supposed to be random strangers getting into the seats.
Right.
And answering these questions. The Titans did a really good one last year, the year before, where they asked random people in Nashville to name the logos of the various teams
on
their schedule.
Who's this team, yeah.
And it was hilarious, yeah. They had a bunch of Chiefs super fans in the back there answering these questions. Yeah. No.
You're a tough grader,
poor showing
man.
By Kansas City.
You're a really... You have a high bar for these schedule videos.
There can only be a Sean. You know how hard it is to win a Super Bowl?
Yeah.
There's 32 teams.
That's true.
There can only be one. Yes.
That's a good point. That's a good point. So there you go. That's how the Texans got treated by teams around the league. There's some good videos out there. All right. Today is Belichick Good Morning America Day. I don't know what time this interview comes on, but I'm sure Twitter will tell us when Belichick says anything noteworthy. There are still elements of this Belichick story with Jordan Hudson, his 24-year-old girlfriend, that continue to trickle out. We had found out that they met back in 2021, but Pablo Torre, who has all of a sudden become to this story what Pedro Gomez was to Barry Bonds back in the day. Like, if you need anything on the Belichick story, Pablo Torre is your go-to guy. He is sourcing everything. He talked to 11 sources at North Carolina about this. Pablo Torre revealed that Jordan Hudson had been coming around the Patriots since the year 2021.
Something people may not know that I didn't even have time for in the episode is that the first time people spotted Jordan Hudson around Bill Belichick was when he was the coach of the Patriots in the fall of 2021. It wasn't 2023. They've known about her showing up as early as the fall of 2021. She was sitting, I was told, in Bill's outdoor seats at Gillette. She was spotted in those seats as early as that. And so the question of, like, who is this person coming around now? What's her deal? What does she want? These videos are leaking. Wait a minute. Now she's making a series of behind the scenes disasters, showing up at commercial shoots, uninvited, scripted, $1 million things. This is what I say. Like, Belichick's been around to watch all of it.
I guess people have done the reverse math on this, and it turns out she may have been 19 at the time.
19 when he met her and when she started coming around. He broke up with his girlfriend in September of 2023.
Okay, we got to play the middle, man. You got to, you know, you got to keep your options open, you know?
I know. But that timeline, like, let's say it was completely
I'm joking,
innocent or whatever it was from the time she was 19 until he broke up with his girlfriend in 2023. I think a lot of this still does go back to, man, at UNC, the optics of your 70-year-old football coach, the cozying up to a 19-year-old, and now you're a coach of young people at a institution of higher learning. I know a lot of people listening don't care about it. I'm talking about the actual university itself and their image, and they like to hold themselves in high regard when it comes to the academic side of things.
Yeah.
There's got to be a lot of people in the administration that are probably putting pressure on the athletic department or asking some probing questions about the whole situation.
Pretty conservative part of the country, too. You know, like the deep south down there in North Carolina, like it feels like the 70-year-old with the 24-year-old relationship might play better in other
parts. Also in North Carolina where my uncle, who's a farmer, met his future and current wife when she was a senior in high school and he was a assistant high school football coach.
I'm not saying it doesn't happen.
Everything, I don't know. That part of North Carolina, I don't think it's necessarily that big a deal.
But I'm talking about the people you're talking about maybe having an issue with it, though, fit that maybe the stereotype that I'm putting forward more, you know,
I guess I would go more with the stereotype of like it being more in the Bible Belt where it is, it would be more, it stayed more common later on for adult men to be going out with much younger women and women marry early and all that. Yeah.
I just think it's funny that we go back in time now and 2021 was in Belichick really started making some strange decisions football-wise. You know, like 2021 was the year coincidentally, after Nick Caserio leaves the front office there, that Belichick, for the first time as a GM, starts spending like a drunken sailor on free agents. A year later, he's making Matt Patricia and Joe Judge the two-headed offensive coordinator for their second-year quarterback. It was good times.
There's so many movies and TV shows where I think Silicon Valley was like this. At least I haven't watched Silicon Valley in a long time. But I remember at least in the early seasons, there was the CEO, one of the big-time CEOs had a personal guru that was just giving him all kinds of business advice that was completely wrong and bad and off. But, you know, hey, this guy's just seeing the world differently and everything. Yeah, I could see Belichick, his muse. He calls her his muse, Sean.
In the book.
He calls her his muse.
It's in writing. It's forever. It's forever. Yeah.
Yeah. That she could totally have inspired him to do things like go haywire in free agency, do this, do that. You don't need Tom Brady. I believe in you, Tom. I believe in you, Bill.
Now that,
you don't need Tom Brady. You can do it without him.
That would be great if she had happened to come around back in like 2019. Because, well, for one, that'd be real salacious because she would have been 17 at the time. But two, If she was the one who talked Belichick into severing ties with Tom Brady in 2019, that would be delicious. All right, so that interview's coming down today. We'll see. What are the you think Strahan gets anything out of him today, Seth? Anything? Do you think we're playing any audio from that interview in the 9 o'clock hour?
I want Bill Belichick to go full Tom Cruise on this one, like jumping up and down on the couch, saying, "I love Jordan. I love Jordan Hudson. I love this woman." Yes.
Belichick jumps up on the couch, throws out his back.
Oh. Who's Tom Cruise doing that about?
I forget. I don't know if he was he doing it because he was in love
with
Katie
Holmes.
Katie Holmes?
Yeah, it was Katie Holmes. Yeah, it was when he was in love with Katie Holmes.
Okay, and that's why he jumped. I just remember the visual of him jumping up. I'm like, I don't even feel like clicking on this right now. So that's why he did it.
Was it with Oprah, Ben? Was he on with Oprah?
I think so.
It was definitely with Oprah. I remember it was with Oprah. I just didn't know what the why. So Katie Holmes. Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
He was proclaiming to the world how much he loved Katie Holmes.
In love.
And I need Bill Belichick to do this with Jordan Hudson if he has any heart or soul to him at all.
That would be good. That would be good. Ben Bailey is hilarious. His stand up is awesome. That's why you know him, Seth. You're a big stand up comedy guy.
No, I know him from Cash Cab.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe you liked his stand up. I thought maybe you watched his stand up as well.
No, but I'm guessing the guy that texted that is 50 years old also.
Probably.
That's one thing I notice now too, and my algorithm will feed me some of these guys that are like older comics, and I'm like, yeah, this guy's all right, and then I realize like, oh yeah, no, he's not actually all that good. But he's talking about nose hair and stuff that I can relate to.
I can totally, hair on your ears, yes, yeah. I started getting fed yesterday all these guys who are like, hey, all these things they tell you about cardio is just a big waste of time. Here are 10 things you need to know if you want to lose 25 pounds in the next 40 days.
You know what? It's funny. I got one of those same chains this morning too, because they always want to crush cardio and almost make it sound like a bad thing.
Yeah.
This is the problem. Is that, yes, for weight loss, it's overrated in a lot of ways. It's way more important what you put in your mouth.
Yeah.
But for actual mental health and longevity and everything else that can go along with it, and as well as maintaining weight loss, cardio can be a very, very valuable thing. And it's very, very powerful, especially for brain health, long-term brain health. So I hate those chains because they act like they're revealing the truth that cardio is actually a waste of time for you. Like, no, just don't think that getting on the treadmill 90 minutes a day is the best way to lose weight.
Okay.
But as far as for a lot of other things in your life, cardio is vital.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, I just went straight down to the gym after I read that in our building and flipped over all the machines.
You flipped over, you're going to kill the problem.
Yeah,
kill
man.
The issue.
No,
the attitude of thinking that.
I was told cardio was evil in these tweets, so I was just trying to get rid of the evil, you know, tearing the machines apart.
Honestly, the when I flipped to where I'm like, you know, when I was done playing, I had a hard time being consistent with exercise.
Yeah.
I'd kind of go in spurts and stuff. Once I read about how it improves your brain health immediately, like it'll boost your IQ immediately. It's like I started looking at it as a performance enhancer mentally, and especially for people that have had brain trauma or whatever, and for avoiding Alzheimer's, exercise is one of the biggest variables that or correlations to long-term brain health.
So don't stop doing it just because these right. Twitter warriors are telling you to.
No. I wouldn't. No, I would never. Because I don't use cardio for weight loss. It is. It's true. You might have focusing on your diet first and foremost is the most effective way to lose weight.
You know how I am with these.
Cardio can help in that regard.
You know how I am with these tweet strings, Seth. They show up on my timeline and I click them and I read them and I consume them and it's the gospel to me, I tell you.
Yeah, there's a million reasons you should be doing cardio that have nothing to do with weight loss.
So keep doing
it. Don't stop doing it.
All right.
You know my mental struggles. I've been really stupid the last couple days.
Have you been doing cardio? Have you been off your cardio?
No. I've been doing my cardio. Okay. I've been messing with my carbs, and I know that's the issue.
Okay.
I've just been experimenting.
So those damn
bit.
Cupcakes you ate last weekend is what it is.
Yeah, no. So this week I was like, oh, I'm going to batten the hatches and go pretty damn low carb, but that doesn't work with my brain. Well, I'm also exercising an hour a day. Yeah. So I got super stupid. I went in and I ate a couple of oranges during that last mistake I made about the Astros.
Okay. That helps. Yeah. Fruit is big on all these tech strings.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
As well. NFL players will average 500 points per game in the Olympics flag football. We talked about that. We talked about the NFL entertaining the idea of letting NFL players play in flag football in the Olympics. Seth, you think that's something that NFL players, by and large, would struggle with?
You got to be careful with this, man. It's hubris. It's always thinking like, yep, yeah, we know what we're doing. You know, it's what the U.S. did when they found out they were going to have to fight the Japanese Air Force. They're like, we invented the aeroplane. There ain't no way those, hey, what the hell? Oh, why are they so fast?
I love that.
Hubris.
Yeah. Do you think there's certain guys though, like the two, which what would be the perfect
guys? I think the
guys?
Big body guys, because honestly, when it comes to the speed element,
there's a
boatload of guys who are Tank Dell size out there who just couldn't make it in the NFL, and they're just a little bit slower than Tank Dell, But it's the height advantage I think that a lot of the wide receivers would have that might be the biggest thing. But then there's also a lot of skill. You like watch the highlights from the flag football league, And it's a different type of football.
It is.
So it's just, it's not the exact same sport. So when guys just casually dip their toe into it, as opposed to practicing it year round, I don't think that – I think people are a little too arrogant on behalf of the NFL that, oh, just because the NFL players are better at American football or tackle football, that they'll – or that they'll also be better at flag football right off the bat.
Darryl Doucette is the name of that quarterback. He's the quarterback for the U.S. flag football team. Remember, he was – it was a big story on TMZ. I'm the best, and it got misconstrued as like he's better than Mahomes and he's better than this. I kind of would like to see Lamar Jackson. Like, just this guy's been quarterbacking the flag football team for Team USA forever, and then in swoops somebody like Lamar Jackson just takes his job.
But again, because of the part of the thing that's hard about Lamar Jackson is that he's also he's stout and he's hard to tackle too.
Yeah, yep.
So and he's a lot of his good runs come after being, you know, sturdy in the pocket if he does pull it down and run. Where with the quarterbacks in flag football are more serpentine.
Yeah.
You know, they're all over the place. You got to have swivel hips.
Yeah.
Lamar doesn't really have swivel hips the way a lot of other athletic quarterbacks do.
Nope. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you on a Friday. Top of the hour, the spreads are out on all 17 Texan games. This is interesting, the number of games they're favored in. We'll get to that at 8 o'clock. Let's circle back to last night's Astros game. In the midst of a loss, we got reminded that the Astros may have the best in baseball when it comes to this. We'll talk about that coming up next. Dude, there's so many ways you can slice up Hunter Brown's season so far that it's just so impressive. One that I'm just looking at right here, he's given up 9 earned runs all year. And this is not to be mean or anything, but Lance McCullers gave up 7 earned runs in a third of an inning last week. Hunter Brown's given up 9 earned runs the entire season so far. It's going to be June in a week and a half or whatever it is. It's pretty soon.
He hadn't given up a home run since his first appearance this year against Juan Soto.
Yep.
It had been 50 and two-thirds innings since he had given up a home run.
Yep.
And he gives up one home run last night. That's the only run scored in the game.
That was it. Here was Joe Espada last night on Hunter Brown's performance.
Yeah, he was really, really, really good. From the first pitch of the ball game, that first inning, he came out throwing strikes, all his pitches working. I couldn't, you know, his strong performance. He's really, really good.
Yeah, he's been great. I'm trying to kind of cobble the numbers together, Seth. It's not easy to do. The numbers I'm trying to come up with are difficult on Baseball Reference because what I'm trying to do is figure out since this time last year, what's today? Today's May 16th. So he started a game on May 17th last year.
Yeah.
And from there, he was off to the races. And I'm trying to figure out like what his numbers are over that time. But suffice it, I know he's 16-7. He's thrown almost 200 innings in a year. And I'm guessing his ERA is somewhere around 2, either slightly above or slightly below 2. Since that time last year.
So as far as guys going on a heater, like Garrett Cole's the one really notable one that, you know, Garrett Cole wasn't at the same level as Justin Verlander early in the season. And then from this point on, he went on a heater. I can't remember exactly when the turnaround or like the real surge started.
It was in May.
Where those guys became dueling. Yeah.
Talking about 2019, right?
Yeah, in 2019. Yeah. That was when it was him and Verlander were the number 1 and 2 favorites for the Cy Young.
Yeah, that's how good Verlander was. Cole was unstoppable from the middle of May, and Verlander won the Cy Young that year.
Yeah,
like, that's how crazy those two were at the top of the rotation. And that's why I wonder, like, the stats are going to be great for any of these guys, but in terms of the level of dominance that we're seeing, and it's tough to kind of envision back to 2019, Hunter Brown is at this level right now. He is at a 2019 Cole, peak Verlander. You can pick any of Verlander's seasons where he was healthy, fully healthy with the Astros. When Verlander had a healthy, full season with the Astros, he either won the Cy Young or was the runner-up for the Cy Young. He had 3 fully healthy seasons with the Astros, and he was amazing. The other one, I would throw 2 others into the mix. Dallas Keuchel in 2015 won the Cy Young. Just the way Hunter Brown does it feels more dominant than Dallas Keuchel. You know, Dallas Keuchel doesn't do it with the sheer force that Hunter Brown does.
Yeah.
You know, he was more of a nibbler, but really good pitcher. And then I'd throw 2022 Framber in there as well with the 25 straight quality starts. Those are probably the best. Hunter Brown is on the level with all these guys right now, without question.
I think remember, it's been a few weeks now because it was earlier in the season and Framber was like on this ranking as well. But for the guys whichever one of the advanced stats, the StatCast stats, it's the stuff ratings, like who's got the best stuff and the nastiest stuff.
Yeah.
Hunter Brown was, the graphic they had showed in that game was he was the number one in the league, and it still very much feels that way, that he's just in full command. I mean, he's out there pitching like a veteran when it comes to how I like, can you be both? He's both aggressive, but also even tempered at the same time. He just does that. He doesn't worry about bad calls or anything like that. He's just out there mowing people down. And it's fun to watch. It's really, when we talk about this team in a lot of ways, just doesn't have the same personality as a lot of those golden era teams. Hunter Brown's, Framber's got a lot of personality.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's good. Sometimes it's a little scary.
Right.
But like Hunter Brown has a definite personality out there in the way that he plays. Like you get a feeling with both of those guys that it feels like golden era Astros.
Hunter Brown's like an assassin, man. Like he's just, he's cold. He's, so I got the numbers here. Since May 17th of last year, so almost a full calendar year, Hunter Brown is 16-7 with a 2.04 ERA and almost 10 strikeouts per nine innings. I don't know what his whip is because it's hard to do that over 2 years, but suffice it to say his whip is really good as well. And as you pointed out, Seth, if we're going to get advanced stat nerdy on this thing, for the season of 2025, his fielding independent ERA that he has is the best in baseball. It's a 1.93. Like there's nothing lucky going on with Hunter Brown right now and the dominance that he's showing. Whatever you're seeing with the eye test, whatever the box score is saying, more importantly, Hunter Brown is the rare guy. You can just look at the box score and just kind of write it off and go, yep, he was really dominant last night. Not a lot of line drives right at guys, although there were a couple of those last night. But he's been great. He's on the level, when I think of great Astro pitching performances during this golden era, and I'll take it all the way back to 2015. To me, it's 2015 Keuchel. It's whatever peak Verlander year you want to pick. It's 2019 Cole, as you pointed out. It's 2022 Framber, and it's Hunter Brown of right now. Like that's the mecca right there.
So we feel good about Hunter Brown. We're feeling better about Blanco and better about Framber.
Yeah.
You know, like so, no panic there or anything. Lance McCullers is on the mound tonight versus Uvalde, and
it's a big one, man.
Yeah, this is a big one. and as far as it sounded when Callis talked about it the other night, that Wisniewski's probably going to be gone for the year.
Yeah.
Just because he said he's likely out for the year,
yeah.
And that's all we've heard from it. The team is being. Team's just doing their old, hey, he's got discomfort. We'll find out more later.
They're still at the front half of this stretch of baseball where they play 17 straight games. They've played seven. So Lance McCullers starts tonight in the eighth game of this stretch. So he'll get, you know, if we do the math here, he should get at least one more start in this stretch. Is there a level in terms of underperformance that Lance could have tonight where they eject from him, at least for the time being, putting him out there?
I guess
if he goes out there, if he goes out there and doesn't get out of the first inning again, then what are we doing? You know, like
I know, and that's been I guess if you had seen Lance's numbers over his first couple of games, including he didn't allow a run in his first outing, but he was putting guys on base.
Yeah,
I think you would think, oh, did he have another setback or was it injury or what have you? I mean, it's not like this has never happened before with a guy coming off of injury.
Sure,
but this is how it's been when he's healthy. Makes it, as long as there's not another health setback, I'm guessing that he's got one more bad performance allowance, especially because it's either him or Blue Ball or somebody,
Colton
Gordon.
Sugar
we don't know exactly what Colton Gordon's going to look like the next time he comes up.
Yeah.
And it's still relatively early in the season.
Yeah.
I'd say that, yeah, I don't think this is, this isn't an ultimatum night for Lance McCullers.
The next one is going to be, again, if he stays in the rotation, if I'm doing my math correctly here, the next one will be against Seattle. you know, like this, if he goes out there tonight and he's gone in an inning or two, you're at the stage now where maybe put him on the shelf until he figures a few things out and he's pitching in less important games.
Well, I'll tell you what. All right. Now, this is where, you know, maybe we can hindsight criticize, and be armchair managers with Espada. Sending Lance back out there for the fourth inning in his first outing, just because he looked good in the third inning. But still getting right up and over his pitch limit, that might not have been the best decision in hindsight.
Yeah,
and I would rather tonight look, you've had three pitchers go eight innings in the last few outings. The relievers are fresh. I would say just have Lance go out there with the mindset of an opener.
Yeah.
And you're going to go out there for two or three innings. That's it. Just go throw
attack.
Your best stuff.
Yeah.
And yeah, go attack and what have you. And we're loaded up and ready. Don't worry about it. No matter how good you look, Lance, you could be throwing a no-hitter. We're pulling you after three innings.
Yeah, maybe so. You're right. Because that's a good point, man. His last rehab start was 71 pitches. I was shocked he went back out there. He ended up throwing 87 pitches in 3 2/3 innings in that start against the White Sox that he had. I'm with you. At the time, I'm like, wow. There's no shame in taking him out after three innings in his first start back after 2.5 years off of Major League Baseball. You know, I was very surprised. I was very surprised at the time. Didn't think too much of it, but you're right. Maybe that 1/3 of an inning, like maybe we know Lance's arm is very temperamental. You know,
yeah.
Maybe that did have something to do with it.
I mean, the only wrinkle in that, they went into this kind of, you know, you're thinking gusto might be used for long relief or what have you, but into this stretch of it, he's not going to be available for that. No. So, I mean, it would be.
He's a bad starter now.
It could end up being an extreme committee.
Yeah.
But, I don't think it all depends. As long as he feels healthy, if he shows any kind of improvement on his pitch shaping or control or anything, I don't think it's going to be results based. I think it's going to be based on just how do his actual pitches look and is it an improvement over last year.
Yeah, he needs to stop missing by 2 feet on his breaking ball. You know what I mean? Like he's wild right now.
One of our listeners made a good point on it was in his first outing. Remember, he almost got out of the. I can't remember which inning he almost got out of where it should have been a called strike.
It was the last inning he was in there, and they took him out after that.
Yeah,
there was
a ball he walked.
Yeah.
Should have been a called strike, but at the same time, one of our listeners said, come on, you got to give the ump a break. Nobody knew where that ball was going ever, like on any of these pitches.
Any of them.
And that was just given Lance a break on a couple of them earlier. Yeah,
that's right. They had. Yeah, they had. They expanded the strike zone for him earlier in the game that time. All right, spreads are out on all 17 Texan games. How many games are they favored in? And what did AI that also knows these spreads, what did they have as the Texans' record for the season? They actually have the same record as one of Payne and Pendergast. We'll let you know who coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.